Before we dive into today's episode, we have an important opportunity to share with you. Every clinic has one, that person who goes above and beyond, whose dedication truly shapes the future of veterinarian medicine. Nominations are officially open for the 2026 DVM 360 Veterinarian Heroes Recognition Program. Since 2021, this program has celebrated the compassion and leadership of professionals across every corner of our field, from surgeons and emergency clinicians to the technicians, practice managers, and client service representatives who keep everything running. If you know a colleague who deserves to be recognized for their extraordinary impact, we want to hear their story. You can use the link in the show notes to submit your nomination. The deadline is Thursday, April 30th, and winners will be honored this August at Fetch Kansas City. Help us elevate the best in our profession. Nominate your veterinarian hero today.
Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. We got the one and only Dr. Catherine Prim in the house. She's right here. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you? It is so good to see you.
So good to see you. I always have to figure some new cat pun for you, but I think I'm running out of them. But we have to think of one, right? Meow.
Okay. I'll have to take a minute.
Think about it. We're going to be chatting about how we're treating and managing and handling cats nowadays versus, say, even 5-10 years ago. I think things have changed so drastically for the better. I'm sure you would argue and agree with me on that one, that that's such a good thing. And we're going to chat a little bit about fear-free as well. A couple of areas, because I can't think of anybody else more competent. I was going to try to find a cat pun there, but more catastic than you to chat about this. So a little bit of information about Dr. Prim. She's the owner and veterinarian at Applebrook Animal Hospital and has always dreamed of being a veterinarian since the age of 5. And she's a Chattanooga native in Tennessee. She graduated with a BS degree in biology and DVM from Mississippi State University. And she's proud to be...
Go Bulldogs.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's it. And proud to be the nation's first certified fear-free professional, is now elite fear-free certified. And she's going to talk a little bit more about that. And also, she's a CVPM, a Certified Veterinary Practice Manager. She does a lot of great work. She has her own podcast as well. What's the name of your podcast?
9 Lives with Dr. Cat.
See, it's all right there. All the cat stuff is right there.
You don't even need a pun.
And she's been featured on other podcasts and magazines and shows. So she does a lot of great work with us here at DVM 360 as well. So, you know, it's funny. I gave a lecture at VMX, and we were talking about how customer service on how we handle cat clients and cat parents. And there must have been like over 400 or 500 people in the room. And I said, raise your hand if you have feline friendly hours. Would you believe almost everyone raised their hand? And we talked about this afterwards, and they said not even before COVID, never even happened was a thing. But clients, and I'm curious to get your take on this, but a lot of clients were asking about this. So what are your thoughts on all of that?
Well, so I don't know if you remember, and maybe some of your viewers might not remember, but there was a huge study, and it's probably ongoing, that indicated cats are not seeing veterinarians as much as they should. And so that was kind of inspirational for me, even long before I thought about fear-free, of how do we get cats seen? Because cats hide illness and then they suffer and we could intervene. So I think that it is very important to your dyed-in-the-wool cat parents that their cats not experience stress. And I think the dedicated hours or dedicated exam room or any technique that you use to have cats not see dogs or maybe not see other people or stressful things, those are all really valuable.
What would you say to some of our colleagues that would say, I don't have the time for this, or this isn't financially lucrative? I'm sure you might have heard that from some, but what are your thoughts on that when you hear that?
So one of the things we do in our practice is there are certain days of the week that are just not as busy. I don't know why, but it's always been that way. I know Wednesday is one of our not as busy days. And there are lots of Wednesdays where I see mostly just cats. So those would be appointment spots that weren't full at all if I didn't see cats. So, you can sort of leverage it and be efficient about it. It doesn't really take extra time once you get used to doing it and make sure everyone on your team is on the same page. That is a huge tip maybe for success is that everybody has to be singing the same song.
Yeah, absolutely. Be aligned with it. What are some additional tips that you would give? So let's just say we're going to journey the cat parent that comes into the office. What would be some things as soon as they come out of the car, for instance, with the carrier? What are some tips that you would give to some of the viewers?
Well, so from being in practice, you can hear the cats come in the door when they're in their carrier.
Yes.
They're already unhappy. So we use that as a platform to address that with people. Hey, how was the ride today? What can we do? And we just ask a lot of leading questions about, because people grab their cats and stuff them in a box and throw them in the car. And it doesn't have to be that way. They could put the carrier out and feed the cat in it, put catnip or Silvervine in it, or just make it not a scary place, not trap the cat in it so that the cat's instincts are screaming, I'm about to die, which is kind of what we do at our practice, making sure we are not sending the message to the cat, you're about to die. And
Yeah.
it's a lot of different ways and it's not the same for every cat, but I feel like it's really important.
Yeah. And we talk a lot about pre-visit pharmaceuticals as well. A little bit of pregabalin didn't hurt any cat, of course, just trying to
Correct.
take the edge off of them. I know at our practice, we'll even say, just give it on the weekend so you can actually see how your cat responds to it. That way, you know what to anticipate. Because sometimes, like, oh my God, my cat looks so catatonic, or maybe it's not at all. So that way, you have an idea what to expect before they come in for their visit.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when I first started doing Fear Free, I thought nobody's gonna be on board, with doing this. I don't want to drug my cat. But actually, these people that have witnessed their cat kind of have a kitty come apart. They are open. They don't want to see their cat suffer. And they're afraid and they're nervous. They don't want you to get hurt. They care about you. They care about your team and they're embarrassed. And so it's just so easy to start making steps in the right direction.
It is. So we've done fear free, we've done, excuse me, feline friendly hours. We'll talk about fear free in a moment, but we have a nice, like very concierge, but you get it off of Amazon, just a warm blanket area for them to come in. And we install dimmer switches in a couple of the exam rooms because, again, the power of CE, everyone. I didn't know this when I first started practicing, but now we now recognize that cats like a little bit of a dimmer light, not so bright on their eyes, so they feel a little bit more acclimated. There's a tree that can go over the door for them to climb, and if they want to have a physical exam done there's some options. What are your thoughts on that or any other suggestions?
Well, in 2018, I completely remodeled my practice to make it more fear-free friendly. Now, with that said, you're going, wow, that was a huge investment. It needed to be remodeled anyway, because I've been there since 1998. So it needed to be remodeled, but I chose to go that direction. So I talked with Heather Lewis, who is a veterinary architect that works with Fear Free, and we designed it and we painted it soothing colors, and we added dimmers, and we not just for cats, we sank the scale into the floor so that the dog does not
Nice.
have to, all of those things. Our cabinets and doors and drawers do not slam, just a lot of little things that I was doing a remodel anyway. It was very easy to integrate those things. But one of the best things I ever did for my cats, obviously a cat-specific exam room, that's huge because you don't want a room that smells like dogs. But it has a window and I have a window seat there. And I do probably half of my cat exams in the window seat. And the cats watch the traffic or the cats watch the people coming in the front door or whatever. It's just extremely invaluable to me. I couldn't practice without it. The other thing I have is a little cube that sits on the floor and it's like a hidey spot and the lid comes off. And I can reach in and listen to hearts and examine the cat where the cat feels safe. And I was thinking about this before I talked to you today. I don't even know if I can remember the last cat that I couldn't treat because of fear and aggression. And
Wow.
before the days of
Impressive.
Fear Free, I mean, you remember those days when you looked at the calendar and you're like,
Yes.
oh no, and I do not have that anymore. And
Wow.
I never would have thought that would have been true. And it sounds like I'm like kind of making it up, but I'm really not. So, I mean, it is so remarkable. I'm standing in my cat exam room. Cats are rubbing against my legs because I have pheromones on me because I kneel down and I don't push and I don't force and I don't hold them down and they start to trust me. So, I mean, we take pictures all the time of cats just laying down, just kind of sprawling on the floor or hanging out in the window seat or playing with our cat toys or whatever. And it has been life-changing for me with cats. It
That's
absolutely.
incredible. You mentioned a good point too that I was in the marketing class, and it's I don't know the number, but a good amount of cat parents will socially post everything you just mentioned because they want to brag from from the rooftops and be like, "Wow, this hospital is amazing. I feel seen. My cat feels nice and calm," because you instantly take the anxiety not off of the cat, also, but off of the cat parent.
Absolutely.
Right. And they love to
Yeah.
show that to other people on social media. Like, listen, you need to come to Applebrook because, like, this, my cat's having a great experience. I think it's wonderful.
So you know how the Google review will like pull out keywords
Yes.
and tell, like these reviews mention this or that. Fear Free is one of the things that it has pulled out that people have mentioned.
Wow.
And like low stress and stuff. And so
Sure.
we've made that our tag line. I mean, that is like our thing that we
It is.
promote and that we talk about because it has been so life-changing for me. I
Right.
hated looking at the schedule and being like, oh no, Muffin, we're gonna have to get the cat gloves for Muffin. I mean, and that was damaging to my mental health, really, as well
Right.
as the owners, as well as Muffins, whatever. And I don't really have that anymore.
That's great. And speaking of Fear Free, I understand you're the first practice of this year of the month for Fear Free of the year, Fear Free of Hospital of the year. Did
No,
I
wait.
say that? Of the
Fear
month.
Free is doing a practice of the month where they're recognizing Fear Free certified practices all over the country. And ours was January. Ours
Wow.
was the very first
That's
one,
awesome.
which is really cool. And so I got to do an interview with Mikkel Becker.
Yes.
And
Shout out to Mikkel.
I know, right? And it was cool. And then she posted an article, like a little blog about the things that I told her. And of all the things that I told her, the message that she got was just do the best you can, make it better than last time,
Yeah.
which is like, that's what I think. I mean, make it a
Yes.
little bit better, do the best you can. And so we're making a difference, one paw at a time.
I love it. Oh, you had to do a little bit there. I see what you did there. And what has the perception been from not just cat parents, but pet parents in general when they understand that, you guys are fear-free certified and that you have this great recognition last month? Does that get well received, or do you think, I know it gets well received, but I'm trying to get at, like, do you think cat parents and dog parents now know Fear Free a lot more?
Mine do, but we
Yeah.
have new ones that don't,
Yes.
and then they're surprised. And so we have posters on the walls that say, we're a little different. We do things a little different. And I remember when I first became the first Fear Free certified professional, and I was going all around the country lecturing with Fear Free. I remember telling people, they would all ask me, "Did you lose clients? Did you lose clients when you told them that you needed to sedate their cat or their dog or whatever?" And I just remember saying, "You know what? I lost clients before that, because I had one lady that her puppy screamed when I vaccinated it, and because I didn't let her hold it. That was way before Fear Free, and we were taught in vet school, don't let the owners at risk of being bitten or whatever. I didn't let her hold the puppy, so it was very scared. I put it on a cold table and I vaccinated it, and it screamed. And she took her records and she found a vet that would come to her house and let her hold it. And I'm
Wow.
like, wow, okay." So the
Yeah.
answer is, I may have lost an occasional client because they didn't want to sedate their dog or medicate their dog, but I lost clients before that from fear and anxiety.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great way of spinning it too, because I'm sure you get more clients. I think more My experience, I would say the Gen Z millennial want more of exactly what you're describing. So, right, and because they're doing their research now, there's the internet, social media, they're seeing these things. People are posting about, fear-free and low stress handling. So they want to go to those kinds of practices. So to those clients that say, "Oh gosh, I don't want to go there," then there's certainly a practice for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And remember the days of take them to the back?
Yes.
And we do not do that.
Yeah.
We do not do that unless there is like a reason. I had to take a patient to the back this week because the client told me if she saw the blood, she would pass out. And so
Yeah.
I thought
Makes sense.
that
Right.
was legit. So I took him to the back.
Yes.
But we don't do that very much.
Yeah, I always feel like when you hear the back, it reminds me of like Stranger Things, like the upside down. Like, what is it? Is it the iCloud? What's going on?
Is
Back.
it's a secret. There's something
Yeah.
secret back there, and I can't go back there. And what are they doing to my poor, helpless animal back
Yes.
there? So, yeah.
There's a hospital that in Florida that does low stress handling, and they posted a video. It was brilliant, and they said, "In case you happen to hear us say we need to take them to treatment, or AKA the back, this is what's going on." And they're showing like they're making out with the puppies, their dogs, or whatever. Right? Or sometimes they just need to be distracted. But it was a really good video showing like sometimes they just do better away from you, the pet parent, and so that's why we need to take them back here for diagnostics or nail trims or whatnot. But I think that's a good video just to show full transparency. Like, we're not doing anything crazy. It's just a little bit of a different opportunity for us to get better results from what we need to do.
Right. Well, and I think that that has been another area. The pet owner needs to see it.
Yeah.
Like, if their dog doesn't like having its nails trimmed and it's always gone to the back and 10 tacks piled on it and to get the nails trimmed, the pet owner has no idea. So
Right.
they need to see it. So all of my team is trained to include the pet owner, or at least where they can see it. That way, when we say, "Hey, I think we're going to need to give him some pre-visit pharmaceuticals for this," they're kind of on board with that because they
Yeah.
don't want to watch it anymore.
No. Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's a mindset, I say, if they see it, they pay it. Because if they see the value of what's being done, maybe it takes three or four individuals to do what needs to be done, maybe for radiographs or whatever, just to see as much possibly can be done, they can see more value behind the bottom line of what it's going to cost or whatever. So, but yeah, you're right. And they want to be, I think pet parents nowadays want to be more participants than spectators in the exam room. They really want to be part of the treatment process versus just kind of like, holding up a wall, whatever, arms crossed. I'm like, "Okay, you do it, doc." But I think they really want to know more, like brushing their pet's teeth or things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when knowledge was the power that the veterinarian held. And like you were the only resource that someone could come to if they had a question about, I don't know, their pets, whatever it was, vaccine or whatever. And now we have information coming at us from every angle. And I think it's just really important that the vet is the trusted source. Right? I
Yes.
want my clients asking me. I'm going to take the time to explain to them about the vaccines or about the handling or about the pre-visit pharmaceuticals, because I want them to get the information I want them to have, not withhold that information or try to hide it. I want us to have a communication. People want to be engaged, I think. So I
Yes.
think you're right about that.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Well, how did you get involved in felines? What was it? I never asked you this question all the years I've known you, by the way. I mean, I know you love all animals, don't get me wrong, but I know you have a sweet spot for cats. Is there something that you were inspired with as a kid, or what was it?
Gosh, I don't know. My husband says that I am a cat. And I can kind of see that. I can kind of
Sure.
see that because I am not going to be your dog that is going to love you no matter what you do.
Right.
I'm going to be your cat where you have to earn my respect.
It's
Kind of.
good.
So it's like I don't know. It's like a kindred spirit or something for me. And
Yes.
cats are not understood. Maybe I feel like I'm not understood, but cats are not understood. And so I feel like I need to help advocate for that.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Everybody
you
loves
are.
dogs, Adam. Everybody
But
loves
I mean,
dogs.
come on, how can you not? My gosh,
But
you're
some people
amazing.
really don't like cats.
Yeah. I know, and I don't get it. I mean, they have their own unique personalities. They're hilarious. There's more cat parents out there than dog parents now. So, and I think more with social media, it really has taken off with how you
Cat
can,
videos.
yes, can see their personalities really shine through and how funny or how
And
like,
smart.
so, yeah, right? Smart. They could be like tools at some point too. Like, oh, you're home, please. You know? Why? You
Don't take
know?
me for granted.
Right. I have that total catitude going on. I love it. Well, great. Dr. Prem, where can we find more information about you and your podcast?
Well, gosh, it's on all of the platforms wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
Nine Lives with Dr. Cat. It also lives on petliferadio.com. That's like a dashboard for it. You can find me on all the social media, except TikTok. I am not on TikTok right this minute. I know you are,
Yeah,
but
but
I am
you're not
not
missing out.
now. But everywhere else I am. And of course my animal hospital is applebrookanimal.com. So multiple times right now, maybe twice a month at least, I'm posting blogs. So if you want to read something that I'm talking about, that I try to keep it germane to what's going on right now. Like there's dental month stuff going on right now. And so that's my outlet for my content that is written. So it's applebrookanimal.com.
Excellent. Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the great work you do. Always so good to chat with you. Thank you
Yeah,
for being
it's
on the
good to
show.
see you. You
Thank
have a
you.
good day.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Don't forget to rate the podcast as we continue to grow. And we'll see you next time. Yeah, next time, right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.